Who inspired you guys to do this music thing?
Man, just we had a lot of influences, man, from Run DMC and LL Cool J to Al Green and The Temptations, you know what I mean?
Right. And, you know, back in the days, were you guys already a group coming up, or how did you guys meet up and form the group?
We were actually friends before all of this. We met in school, 7th grade,
right.
12 years old.
Okay. Did you guys rap solo before you guys decided to drop albums together and rap together?
Well, yeah, but, you know, we didn't have any, you know, any deal. We were just rapping in the halls.
All our first real records, we had already been a group, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
There never was a time when it wasn't A-Ball and MJG. The only time that was before we started recording records.
Yeah, that was when we was first starting to, you know, to write and all that.
Okay. And tell us about the deal with Bad Boy Records in 2002. What made you guys sign with Diddy?
Man, just do something different, man, you know. The world expected us to go with a Tab Money or No Limit, and we wanted to do something different.
Was there a lot of deals on the table at that time?
Yeah, it was a couple.
Okay.
It was a couple. We really mostly went to people like Jermaine Dupri and, you know, Baby and people like that.
Okay.
They didn't go nowhere else.
Speaking of Bad Boy, you know your first album, there's a song called Forever where you kind of diss someone in the rap game. Is that song a diss to somebody in particular?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, not to nobody in general. Just, you know, at that time when we done that song, you know, definitely T.I. called himself the king, and that's what everybody knows.
Okay.
At that particular time, we had 10 different niggas saying they was the king, too.
Right.
No, so it wasn't like shout, like directly at nobody. I was just saying that, you know, I don't give a fuck who the king. I'm going to still be me.
Yeah, I feel it. And, you know, we consider you guys like legends and one of the pioneers of South hip-hop. How do you feel about your place in Southern hip-hop history and your influence on the sound of it?
Feel good. You know, it's just a blessing. You know, what we try to, what we hope people get out of us and out of A-Ball and MJG is really just staying loyal to each other and loyal to the game, working hard and believing in yourself, or just, you know, sticking to the format.
Okay.
Yeah, we feel good about the love and the things that we get, like people remaking our music and the love that we get from the fans and shit like that.
Right.
But as far as our place, like how we're being held in the industry, like the industry doesn't recognize that, you know, we didn't do the most major shit in the South, but we were definitely a part of making the South what it is today. Like,
yeah,
we weren't directly teaching everybody you should be doing this or doing that, but we definitely had a part in it. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly. And what makes you think that the industry ain't giving up specs that are due?
They just don't, man. You know, lots of things that we could be included in, we're not. You know what I mean? Lots of, you know, the best 50 rappers and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of leave us out of that, or the best, you know, like, just a lot of shit that, you know, when they go back in Southern history, you know, we barely get an honorable mention sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not mad at that because the fans love us, and we love our fans, and that's really who we do it for. Like, we're not bitching about being accepted in an industry that don't accept nothing anyway.
Yeah.
I'm saying, we just say that it's, you know, there could be more, you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Okay, let's talk about the new album you got coming up.
Riding High, February 13th, first single, Relax and Take Notes. You'll be airing it on BET on the 18th this month, worldwide premiere.
Okay. And who else is featuring on the album?
Oh, man, we got Juvenile and Pimp C and Young Jock and Killer Mike.
Right.
We got a couple, 36 Mafia and 112, Project Pat on the first single.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of got tickled around there, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of gangsta. I heard the first single was banging, man.
Oh, yeah, pretty Jazzy.
And who's handling the production besides Jazzy Faye?
Jazzy did a couple of tracks. This cat named DJ Nasty out of Orlando.
Okay.
Did the first single, Relax and Take Notes, with Project Pat. And we also got, like, the Drum Major, Midnight Black, and Montana Tracks.
Okay. How much control do you guys have of what goes on the album, and how much control does Diddy have?
It's kind of mutual, man. You know what I mean? It's like if the deciding factor was 8-Ball, MJG, and Diddy, if all of us didn't like it, then I mean, if one person don't like it, or you know, it's got to be a mutual decision.
Okay. Yes.
Everybody gotta like it, you know.
What kind of sound will the new album have? Is it anything like Space Age Pimpin' or anything from the old school?
It's exactly that.
Yeah.
For real?
It's like a mixture, man. It's like the coming out hard, on top of the world, 8-Ball and MJG, but with harder beats, like with harder production, bigger and harder production. You feel me?
Okay, tight. And how do you feel about the critics that are shitting on the South lately, that they're saying that it's not as lyrical, they're bringing down lyrical level and shit like that?
It's just the critics, man. You know, the fans are what make music popular, man. You feel me?
Yeah.
The fans is the reason why they play so much of the music that they play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, that's who they need to be shitting on, is the hip-hop fans. And the rap fan, and not the rappers, because we just do a lot of the cats that are popular now. They just do what people want to hear, man, and what they, you know, a lot of the stuff that they play on the radio is it come from online polls, and the videos come from people that call in and request and vote for shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, so it's not, you know, and people have choices. People can choose what they want to hear and what they don't want to hear.
But you know, usually they're like, feed it to you, like just play out the song so many times and shit.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, a lot of times, you know, it just be the fan, man. I mean, it just be the industry, man. That you know, the South is just doing what it do, man. You know.
Okay.
There's more than one kind of music in the South, more than one kind of rapping going on in the South.
Yeah, you're right.
We can give you Lil Scrappy as well as Outkast. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Hey. So they have
choice. Okay. You know, I heard that you recorded a song with Wu-Tang's Rick Wong for the new album. Is that true?
No, we were trying to, but we couldn't get in contact with them dudes.
Damn.
Yeah.
And what do you think about former Bad Boy artist Chopper dissing Bad Boy and going to Cash Money?
I have nothing to do with it.
Okay. April, I heard that you were possibly working with Haystack. What's the status on that?
Oh, yeah. Me and Haystack fuck around. That's my dog. We got an album coming out.
Okay. When can we expect that one to come out?
I don't know yet, man.
Have you recorded a lot of songs for that one?
No, not really.
Okay.
Both of us got other projects we've been working
on. Alright. JG, what you working on right now besides this new album coming out?
Well, you know, I also have my label too, MJG Music. And my first project coming out next year around March to April will be The Gritty Committee. I also have an artist named Mac E. He's featured on our album on the song called Fuck That.
Okay.
I also have an artist. We have a group called DA Volunteers.
Okay.
All of that stuff will be coming out in 07.
And you know, the fans were wondering why you guys didn't appear on Diddy's new album.
That shit was too commercial for us to be on, man.
Did you record any songs that didn't make the cut?
Not at all.
And is it true you're going to do a record with 3-6 Mafia?
Yeah, we got it. It's on the new album already.
Okay, what's that called?
Cruising.
Try.
3-6 Mafia and 112. Slim from 112.
Okay, and can you give us like a taste of what upcoming artists in the South or Tennessee should we be checking for?
Devious.
Okay.
And the Volunteers and Yo Gotti, of course, and Nakia Shine, cats like that.
All right. And you know, you work with a lot of West Coast artists like DJ Quick, for example. And would you guys work with him again?
Definitely.
Of course.
I read that you gave Dash from the Dog Pound, who is another producer from the West Coast, a lot of praise in the Murder Dog. Do you plan on getting beats from him anytime soon?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Dash a fool. I might do another solo album, and I'm definitely want to work with him on that.
So a lot of rappers, you know, that have been in the game as long as you guys been and survived, just lose the hunger and drive to drop albums that hot and stuff. What keeps you guys motivated and the hunger alive?
The fans.
Yeah, man, the fans, man. You got some of the greatest fans, man, you know, in the world. And, you know, you could only hope and guess it, but, you know, for as long as we've been doing it, you know it.
What do you think will make the people say, damn, this is one of the best 8-Ball and MJG albums we ever heard?
When they listen to it. As soon as they pop it in and just really listen to it, they're going to love that motherfucker.